just going to repeat again. Revolvi on chevra, on friendships. Liyot bein chaverim asher shifa achat lehem. So each one has to be with friends. Each of you, all of you, have one shifa, one desire, one, you know, goal.
Aspiration.
Good. Chavaya achat mishalev et kulotam. One chavaya, one aspiration brings them together. Like
experience.
I said, experience gives them together. Like little flames become one big flame. So I explained to you, the light of a little flame, your individual flame, comes together, becomes one big flame. The big flame is much, much bigger light. Ish ozel re'ehu ba'avodat ha'yom yomit. A friend helps his friend in every day. U'la'achiv yomah chazak b'ragim shel referring to chishus adat. And to his friend, he'll say, be chazak. Doesn't say, hey, you didn't get up for shachris on time. How come you didn't do it? A whole week you didn't get up for shachris? What do you come to yeshiva for? Well, hey, he doesn't complain about him. He says, come on, guys. You want me to help you get up in the morning? Also, when I first came to yeshiva, I also had it hard. I also couldn't get for shachris. Shachris is the hardest thing to get up for. So you know what? Daven mincha. You know, try and get up for shachris. If you want once a week, tell me a day that's once a week and I'll help you get up. And you, that one day comes, you help him get up, and he doesn't get up. So you say, even this day you can't get up? What's the point you come to yeshiva? Right? That's what you say to him. No, say, don't worry, daven mincha today. You manage. Well, pick a different day. Yeah, yesterday you went to late. Yeah, you were learning late. Okay, fine. Next day. If you encourage people in a positive way, they'll actually listen to you. They'll actually respect you. They'll actually believe in themselves. Most people don't do things not because of laziness. You know that? People don't not do things because of laziness. Laziness is a function of some level of depression, some sort of level of not believing in yourself, you're not important. You never see important people being lazy in whatever they're important for. You will never see that. It's only people who feel they're not important, their actions aren't important, it's not going to affect the world. What makes a difference? I get up for shachris, I don't get up for shachris. Like, who cares? When you are doing something because of your importance, your chashivas, right? There's no way you're not going to get up. For example, like, there's no way that you'll see a rabbi eating a cheeseburger, right? Even if he likes cheeseburgers, it's not going to happen. Or, you know, he's not going to do something in public, right? Because he's choshev. Private people do have averus. It's easy. Why in private is easy to do averus?
Because you fear me.
Why you fear people? Why is it you fear people? Why in front of people you don't do averus? Privately you do averus.
You don't want to disappoint them.
You want to disappoint them or yourself? You have a certain image of yourself. You believe that everyone sees you in this image. And you want to be seen in this image. All of a sudden, you do something which is against this image in front of other people. You can't do it. It's like killing yourself. The embarrassment will be so big. You're not embarrassed by yourself. No one's going to find out about it. That's how we think. But, so what causes avarice? Shiftless. You don't think, no, shiftless. That you feel not so choshev, you're not so important. Because this, when in front of other people, there's a certain view of yourself that you put out there. Right? And that view you want to be out there. As soon as you're by yourself, no one can see you. There's no view of you to project. But if you had you really believed in you, you really could, this is not a projection of you, this is the real you. If you really believe that, you wouldn't be doing that averus. Because you'd be embarrassed of yourself. Chaverim, friends, are there to give you shi'ifot of yourself. To give you goals of yourself. Someone likes you. a group of people like you. You're a great guy. You're amongst people who are tzaddikim, who are good people, and they think of you as a good person. You actually begin to believe you're a good person. You know, the worst environment to be around is people who are rishayim, people who are bad people, and they want to do bad stuff. And they think about you, you'll also do the bad stuff. And you know what? You will do. You will do. Because everyone has a Yetzer Hara. Everyone has a little Rosha inside of him. Everyone can do bad stuff. When you're amongst bad people, or people who don't have any aracha, don't have any belief in their real self, as far as they're concerned, you know, there's no difference between me and the chimpanzee, you know. There's films, the chimpanzee evolves, becomes bigger, better than a man. You know, what's the difference? Just I grew up, the evolution just took me a little bit further ahead, that's all. I'm just a walking chimpanzee. What? Chimpanzee can do whatever he wants, so can I. I'm just a chimpanzee. Yeah. But no. You're Tzelem Elohim. You're a creation of God. Of God. You're Domelo. You have a neshama. You have a tzura. You have a form. A spiritual form. And the friends around you also believe that. And you're amongst people who want to be tzaddikim. They can fall. You know, they also have this little chimpanzee inside of them saying, you know, let's go after our goof. Let's go after our body. They also have that. But the shi'ifot, the goals, to be people of tzura, to be people of form. So once you're amongst people like that, and you're living with people like that, you're not going to do averas. Where's the opportunity to do averas? Well, in your room, someone's going to walk in. Where, in the dining table? You're going to be embarrassed of yourself. Not you're going to embarrass the person, so you're going to be embarrassed of yourself. And that creates in you, when you're amongst a group of people, that creates in you a demeanor of self, which is a higher demeanor, which is the demeanor you really believe of yourself. That's what friendship does. That's what collective friendship does. That's why the Rambam says you live with friends. That's what he's saying, Rav Ovadia here. That when a person falls, his friends pick him up. How they pick him up? They don't like actually come and pick him up. Sometimes they come and pick him up. Sometimes they come and talk with him. But just the fact that the people around him are doing good things, he also wants to. They're his friends. Those are people he wants to connect with. Those are people who believe in. You with me? A good friendship, a good group of people, give a person such a belief in himself, because he's connecting to good. He's connecting to people who are good. He believes in himself. Wow, Shimon's such a masmid. Simon's such a tzari. Reuven's such a bal chesed. Right? Yitzchak, such a bal tefillah. And they're my friends. They like me. They care for me. They think highly of me. I can also be a bal tefillah. I can also be a bal midas. I can also be a bal terah. A Ben Terah. I can also be that. These are my friends. You don't send people who are friends who aren't similar. That gives you belief in self. You understand? I want to tell you something. The difference between successful people, I'm talking in the Gashmi, the world of Gashmi, and unsuccessful people, is not kishronot. It's not how clever they are. It's not. You can find people who are very, very clever and very, very talented. That's not what makes them successful. So, you know, you read books about emotional intelligence, intellectual intelligence, tell you emotional intelligence is what you need. No. There's something very fundamental that they don't speak about. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't read all the books. Right? Yeah. Self-esteem and self-concept. That a person believes in himself. He believes that he has kochot. Doesn't matter what they are. He believes their strengths. People only do avayras when they don't believe in themselves, when they feel their failures. The worst people who cause other people to do avayras are the people who check you and tell you you're no good. If you're told by someone you're no good, you're useless, that'll cause you to do avayras. If you're told by a person, wow, you're such a tzaddik, especially a big person, or someone you respect tells you that, and he believes it, you'll be a tzaddik. Not because you aren't, it's because you begin to believe in yourself. And everyone has the ability to be a tzaddik. Because when we were born, how clever we are, you know, how wise we are, right? How beautiful we are. All the physical things that Rosh Bochum gives us, that's, you know, that's nature and nurture. Tzaddik for Rasha, that's your free will. But what helps in that free will is belief that you can be a tzaddik. Belief that it's, you can be a big tzaddik. That's chaverim. Friends help with that. That's the chalishus that a friend can bring you up with. V'zehu v'zuhi masat nafsho shel kol adam. Bifrat kol tzair. This is the weight of every person, bifrat someone who's young. Like a bacha, right? A bacha, right? And today, you're a bacha probably till, I don't know. I think today people are a bacha till much, much later in life. We need support. We need to be lifted. We need to be helped. We need to be believed in. That's why a lot of problems start with boys when they leave the yeshiva. Here there's a support system. Here there's people who believe in you. Here's the people you can go to advice, you can talk to. All of a sudden, you leave that support system, you begin not to believe in yourself. Sometimes you don't even believe in your spouse. You know how many boys that, you know, they think about they can't take it anymore, it's hard with their home, it's hard with their wives, it's hard with this, it's hard with that, right? They're under pressure. And they begin not to believe in themselves. And they think, no, I can't work this one out, I have to leave it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. Believe in yourself. If anything He gave you in your life, we have an emuna, a belief, that we can overcome it. Otherwise He wouldn't have given it to you. Simple as that. Believe in yourselves. That's what you need friends for. Friends who are good friends, who are caring friends, who believe in you. That's friendship. Amuk belibot, deep in a person's heart. Gam hanichnas yeshiva, someone who enters the yeshiva, mechakeh lechavaya chevratit. He wants to be in a group of people who are friendly, etc. Me'enzu, like this, in a growth way. Imki shifato, his desire, ha'ikarit hi, Mikifa v'na'ale mizu. His real desire is much higher than this. Hashifa ikarit. His main shifa when he comes to yeshiva is what? Yat lamdan, yirishamayim, to be someone who can learn well. Who's yirishamayim? Fear of heaven. Good midas, right? Daven properly, right? Machricha l'chara rak l'd'og. And that causes, just look for good for a chavrusa. All I need is good chavrusa, good rebbe, good chavrusa, and I've done my job. Umilvad ze roe halom mit beika et kochot atzmo asher alav lefatech. Apart from this, the person who's learning beika sees only his own strengths, which he has to bring out into the world. That's how he sees himself. That's not what yeshiva is about, says Rav Albi. Ulam, Yeshiva einena mokum l'kniyat yediot bevad. Yeshiva isn't a place where you come and learn kiddushin, revolvi, Hebrew. Right? Hebrew maybe not, you shouldn't learn Yeshiva, but okay. Right? It's a bit terror be'echus. Yeah, you can record beyond that. In terms of quality. A person, I'm not saying you shouldn't learn conjugations of verbs. A person shouldn't, you know, basic things. Is not, you shouldn't spend your whole day doing it. Half an hour a week maximum. You finish it quickly. You go through Lashon HaKodesh, go through the little thing, that little book of Aramaic, there's 5 pages of grammar. That's enough. The rest is learning Gemara, learning how to learn. That's how a person should do it. Ki'im mokom shel shleimut ha'chaim b'Torah. A complete life of Torah. B'shiva lomdim lichiyot, how to live. Yeshiva learn how to live. Just as much as we learn how to learn. Now, Baruch Hashem, Mochan Shlomo, is exactly that. There's a very good Gemara program. There's people here who can teach you how to learn. And you do that. But that's not only what you learn here. You have Vadim. You have getting to know yourself. You have Shurim in the first year and Hashkafa and Musa. In the second year, how to get married. Because now you've probably seen, or most boys today, haven't seen completely functional marriages. What you should be looking at for a girl. We also make big mistakes in that. People get into wrong marriages because they're looking for the wrong things. Yeshiva is about building you as a whole person. B'chaim v'terer. When you live a life of terror, tefeset makom nichvad b'chevratam shel bnei terer. Living a life of terror is very important in how you live with the people in the yeshiva. It's very important. It's a thermometer. You live well with the people in yeshiva, you're ben terah. Yeah. You don't live well with the people in the terah, it's a thermometer of your lack of being a ben terah. Asara yechidim, 10 people, sheyoshvim v'oskim b'terah, V'ein b'neim av v'ach, for 10 people who are sitting and learning Torah, and there's not between them love and brotherhood, simen hu ki Torahtam bilti shleima. The Torah is not complete. V'lo aleh ne'ma shechina shurei b'neim. The shechina is with them. Remember, I think we did this. I told you the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidim. They were Mekablei Torah. Kol Torah Shebaal Peh was going to go through the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't he go through them? Lo nahagu kavod zeh lezeh. There wasn't sufficient kavod they were showing each other. There was a lack of ahava and achva, of love and brotherhood together. You can't be Mekablei Torah. You're missing out on yeshiva. And you know the reason? The main reason is because people see yeshiva as a degree, a job, a resume. I want to become a lamdan. I want to know kiddushin better than anyone else, or better than me. Or just want to know kiddushin. I want to know kiddushin, baba metzia, baba kama. I want to be a lamdan. I want to say good svara. I'm going to say it like they say in yeshivas. I wear that black hat. It's all I. It's not about working on himself. It's not about caring about your friend. There's no growth together. There's no ava. What's ava mean? What does ava mean? It means you're giving. It means when you're learning, I'm not saying learn a tosis and think, oh, go ahead and read the tosis and he'll tell me pshat in the tosis and I'll just sit down and won't learn anything. No, you're supposed to be learning. But there's ways. There's ways of behavior. There's ways of how you live. There's ways of being friendly. There should be respect. And you know why there isn't respect? You know why people respect each other? It's very simple. Rabbi Akiva, who said, "Vahafta l'recha kamocha, zu klal gadol b'tera." He didn't say "Vahafta l'recha." He didn't say "Love your friend." He says, "Love your friend kamocha, like you." If you don't respect yourself, which is a major makas medina, we don't respect ourselves. I mean, it's a major problem in the world. We don't respect ourselves. We don't think highly of ourselves. Not highly enough. We don't realize our potential. Sometimes the rabbis tell us, "You're a tzaddik. You're a clever guy. You're going places." And they say, yeah, he says that to everyone. You know how many boys come in here and tell them things like this and say, "Oh, rabbi, you say that to everyone." I say, "No, I'm saying it to you. And I believe it. I'm saying it really to him." People don't believe in themselves. They think people are joking around with them. "I didn't really mean it." He says, "That rabbi says it to everyone. It's not really true. He's just saying it." Why do people think like that? Someone tells you, you know, you get a job, you work hard at your job, or you're good in university, you get an A, right? In university. You get an A or an A plus, whatever it is. Do you believe you're not an A plus? Does anyone believe they're not an A plus? I mean, guys didn't cheat, right? Assuming they did the test by themselves, they weren't cheating, right? They got an A plus. They worked hard, they got an A plus. Do they believe they're not an A plus? They believe. Tell a guy he's a good guy. He's a tzaddik. He says, "Oh, rabbi, you say that to everyone. I don't really believe it." Why? Why? Because we don't believe in ourselves. A person doesn't believe in himself, won't believe in other people. He doesn't care for himself, doesn't see, respect himself. He won't respect other people. Says the Rambam, what's to love a neighbor as your friend? Lachusam mamono, to care about his finances, his money. Right? If you lost an object, give it back to him. Right? If you see his stuff just sitting around in a place where it could fall or could damage, you pick it up or you help him, right? Or you save him from making a mistake about buying something expensive before he buys or whatever, or help him to find the good cell phone deal or whatever it is, right? You're interested in him. You care about him. When a person cares about another person, right? He cares about all aspects of him. You hear? And therefore he also cares about himself. But when a person doesn't care enough about himself, he can't care about another person. He's so based in self, he's so acutely needy of his own personal self, he can't see other people. Chaverim, friends, yeshiva, a group of people who are coming together, bring you together. You know, the Purim spiel, right? You guys aren't going to Hollywood. No one's getting an Oscar here, right?
Oh, come on.
Okay, you're right. I made a mistake, right? The most important thing about the spiel is you all come together. Has to be funny, of course, right? But you all come together with ideas. You express different things in yourself. You say, "Wow, that's really funny what you did. That's really good what you did." There's a tremendous bonding the yeshiva experience does. You know, we got a tzfat. There's a tremendous bonding. It's not done just to go and have, you know, a few pekale and listen to a shir and go all the way to tzfat. It's to bond. The Shabbaton's for bonding. Yeshiva life is for bonding. To make friends here. These are good friends. These are friends who are growing in the same way you're growing. This is a place where you should be spending time in developing friendships. Because those friendships make you also understand yourself. Don't do it for selfish reasons. But that's what it's going to do. And it's going to make you respect yourself because the guy's going to respect you. Hey, he likes me. He's a good guy and he likes me. Hey, that guy's a good guy and he likes me. But if the good guys don't like you, that's a problem. You're not using the yeshiva properly. You're not using friendships properly. You're still acutely thinking about yourself. So now Revolvi brings Chazal from Shir Hashirim Rabba, Midrash and Shir Hashirim. So it says, Hayoshevet Beganim, right? Someone who sits, right, in the Ganim. Chavirim Makshivim Lekolech. And your friends listen to your voice. Hashmi'eini. And hear me. Right? Rabbi Natan B'Shem, that's the Shir Hashirim, right? Rabbi Natan B'Shem Rav Achama. L'melech shekala kas al avadam, to the king who got angry with his servants. V'chav sham b'beit kolim, and he put them into a beit asor, into a prison. Ma asa ha-melech, what did the king do? Natal kol hakar hakitzar katim hasarim, he took all the ministers shelo, v'avadav, v'alach nishma ma hayu hen omrim. He went to see what the servants in prison were saying. Shema shayu omrim. He went and he heard. Adoneinu amelech. Our master, the king. Hu shivachenu. He's our praise. Hu chayenu. He's our life. Al nechsa la adoneinu amelech leolam. We shouldn't be lacking to the king forever. Amalahem. He told them, Bani, Higbiu kolchem, raise up your voices, kedei shishmu chaverim, that the friends will hear, sha'al gabeichem, that's on top of you, kach, are you in the bed, so lower down, so the people in the palace will hear you, kach, afal pi shiyisrael ozkim b'melachtam, kol sheshet yamim, even though the Jewish people are doing their work, they're avadim, they're in prison, 6 days, v'yom ha-shabbat, Mashkim, they get up early, Ubayim lebet haKnesset, and they come to the Bet haKnesset. For Korim Kriyishma, they read Kriyishma. For Ovrim lifnei haTaven, they come in front of the Taven, in front of the Aaron, right? Or the Shtir Tzibu. For Korim b'Torah, they read the Torah. Maftirim b'Novi. For Korish Baruch Hu Melehem, Korish Baruch Hu says to them, either praising Hashem with all these things that they're doing on Shabbos. B'ni, Higbiu kolchem, raise your voices. Kadesh Yishmu Chaverim, the friends will hear. Ve'en Chaverim Ele Malchei Asharet, so the angels will hear how you're praising me. Tnu Datchem, put your das, put your thinking. Shelo Tisnu Zed Zeh, think about it, you shouldn't hate each other. Ve'lo Tiknu Zed Zeh, that you shouldn't have jealousy for each other. Ve'lo Techar Charu Zed Zeh, and you shouldn't have tacharut. There shouldn't be
competition
between each other. V'lo tevayshu zedze, and shouldn't embarrass each other. Shelo yomru malchi ashar lefanav. The malchi ashar won't say in front of him, in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, God. Torah shenatata lehem liYisrael. The Torah you gave to the Jewish people. Ein en oskim ba. They're not learning it. Hare eva v'kina v'sina. There's hatred. There's jealousy, right? Ava's the worst type of hatred. There's jealousy. There's competition between them. But temte kaimu otam b'shalom. And you can leave them in peace. What's Revolvi bringing here? Vihine hadvarim noraim, says Revolvi. Shim yesh midot ra'ot ben ha'oskim b'ter. The bad midas between those who are learning Torah. Nikra zeh she'ein oskim b'ter. If there's Eva, if there's Kina, if there's Sina, Tacharut, that's not called learning Torah. Anu, haynu miyachasim letzibu kazeh. How we look at the people like this? Ulai tana shel shelo lishma, maybe they're learning Torah shelo lishma, not in the proper conditions. Vilu chazal baru milelo. How did chazal look at it? The ain zinikra osib Torah cloud is not learning Torah at all. If you're learning Torah, that's what yeshiva is about. Of course, there's good midas and there's peace between them. If you're in a world in which people are fighting, there can't be a world of Torah. Unfortunately, the world we live in, there's a lot of fighting, there's a lot of difference, lack of respect, There's a lot of problems. A lot of problems because it's us. We're not chaverim. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for sinas chinam, for not proper relationships. And we know the light in the Beis HaMikdash was the light of Torah. And we know when the Torah was given, the Torah has to be with achdus, has to be with togetherness. The Jewish people have to be together. That's a tenai for Torah. Ke'ish echad, b'leib echad. The condition has to be ke'ish echad, in one people, one person, b'leib echad, with one heart, with one desire to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means, in order to learn Torah, we have to have midas. We have to have chesed. We have to care for each other. Says Rav Ovin, as Rav Ovin says in other places, he says this, that his holy sefer of Musa, all of Musa, is a hachshara for learning Torah, is a preparation for learning Torah. He doesn't mean that it's there, you know, like, you know, in order to get on the bus, you need to buy a ticket. He doesn't mean that. I mean, you can still travel on the bus and buy a ticket. You can steal, right? You can get on, but you're still traveling. Doesn't mean that. Not a ticket. It's not Torah. It's not traveling. It's not Torah. If we're lacking midas, we're lacking Torah. We're lacking Torah if we're lacking midas. Yes? We want more Torah? Spend more hours. Do chazara. That's how you do it. No. Improve your midas. How do I know this? What does the Torah say about who had the most Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Torah say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Anav mikol Adam. He was humble from all people. Rav Chaim Vilodzhin said about the Gro, he was the most humble person that he saw in his generation. And the Gro was the biggest gadol of the generation, the biggest person of his generation. Torah and midas are the same thing. We all lack midas. We all lack. We all have lacks. We all have lacks in our personality. We all have. We're born that way. That's part of our avoda. We all have a yetzahara. But we see that he's a lamdan, but he doesn't have good midas. That's how we see it. No, he's not a lamdan. He's not a lamdan. He's not a ben Torah. He might say, he might know Torah, he might know the Tosfos. He's not a lamdan. But a person who's a baal midas, now, doesn't mean you have to be like, you know, a schmoozy woozy guy and be nice to everyone and thing. You know, it doesn't mean that. You know, you can shout at your Talmid, you know, you can scream at the Gemara. You know, as you see Rabbi Trivizi, right? It doesn't have to be like, you know, chaverim with all the people here, friendly, you know, and say, slap them on the back. You can be an image, a view. You see, there's people here like that. The Gershenfeld, right? A view of what it is to be a person. You see those people? I'll tell you the nekudah. There's a lot of ways of being a proper human being. The main nekudah in being a proper human being, and everyone will agree with that. What's the main nekudah? That you get out of yourself and you see someone else. You don't see your needs as the main needs. You have a bigger view. There's other people who are just as important as you. It's very hard for us to do that. V'avta l'recha kamocha zu klal gadol b'torah. It's a klal gadol in learning Torah. Love your neighbor as yourself is a klal gadol in learning Torah. It's a klal gadol, says the Rizal, in davening. It's a klal gadol. You can't be a complete human being. Not in Torah, not in Tefillah, not in Gmilut Chesedim of Baru, without Vahavtarecha Kamocha, without caring about your friend. That's what makes you a frum Jew. That's what makes you a Ben Torah. That's what Chaverim are all about. That's what Revolvi is telling us. The focus has to be outside of self. The focus has to be caring about people. That's the focus. Okay? Stop here.